تسمى الجزائر لي ام اي جي دي سبيس جي اي زي اي ار ال واي ديكتاتينج فور دكتور تمام محمد ديت اوف سيرفيسز يوري 25 2013 patient's name is Leroy Mills L E R O Y space M I L L S date of birth is September 25th, 1945. Primary care physician. Doctor Abdul Basit Yusuf, A B D E L P A S E T space Y O U S S E F. Address 4811 Vinoy Road, Suite Number 13, Wayne, Michigan 4814. Excuse me, zip code 48184. Phone number 734-722-4022. Fax number 734-722-9044. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic notes. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow up. Next paragraph, dear collegian, we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Mills in our cardiology clinic today. As you know, he is a 67-year-old African-American gentleman with past medical history, significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, carotid stenosis, and coronary artery disease. Period. He is a status post-left heart catheterization was successful revascularization of the OM1 in January of 2012, and left circumflex has ostial 80% stenosis, which taper into small vessel distally and still not fixed. Period. He is stage post carotid stent placement for obstructive carotid artery disease in October of 2011. Next paragraph. On today's visit, the patient doing fine, enjoy his life. He deny any chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, lightheadedness, loss of consciousness. He denies any presyncope or syncopal attack. He denies any leg swelling, claudication, or any skin color changes or varicose vein. He states that he is competent with all his medication. And he follow up with his primary care physician regularly. Next paragraph, past medical history, number one, hypertension, number two, hyperlipidemia, number three, carotid stent placement, and in October 2011, number four, coronary artery disease status post left heart catheterization with successful revascularization of the OM one in January 2012. Next paragraph, past surgical history. Period, right below knee amputation for pony abnormality following a motor rescue. Accident. Next paragraph, family history, negative fourth heart disease. Next paragraph, social history, he doesn't smoke, drink or use drugs. Next paragraph, allergy, he is allergic to lisinopril. Next paragraph, current medication. Simvastatin 40 milligram, one tablet by the mouth daily. Next, number two, isinopril, dentate 20 milligram, one tablet by mouth twice a day. Next, number three, amlodipine 10 milligram, one tablet by mouth daily. Next, number four, Alprazolam 2 milligram, 1 tablet by mouth 3 times a day as needed. Next, number 5, metoprolol 75 milligram, 1 tablet by mouth twice a day. On today's visit, we advised him to take metoprolol 50 milligram BID. Next, number 6, nitroglycerin 0.4 milligram, 1 tablet sublingual as needed. Next, number 7, aspirin 3 25 milligram, 1 tablet by mouth daily. Next, number 8, Plavix 75 milligram, 1 tablet by mouth daily. Next, number 9, chlorothalidone 25 milligram, 1 tablet by mouth daily. Next, number 10, tamsulosin 0.4 milligram capsule by mouth daily. Next, number 11, ranitidine 150 milligram, 1 tablet by mouth twice a day. Next, number 12, carisoprodol 50 milligram by mouth twice a day. Next, number 13, on today's visit we added to him Endure 30 milligram once daily. Next paragraph, physical examination, vital signs. On today's visit, his blood pressure is 138 over 80. 9, pulse is 81, 90, excuse me, pulse is 91 beat per minute. Next, number, weight is 191 pounds. Next, height is 5 feet 7 inches. Please copy the normal physical examination template. Next paragraph, diagnostic test. Number 1, carotid ultrasound that done on September 10th, 2012, that show right proximal mid internal carotid artery stent is patent, period. Mild atherosclerotic smooth plaque is not in the left mid distal common carotid artery without increasing velocities. Next, the left proximal internal carotid artery stent is patent. Next, mild atherosclerotic plaque is not in the left external carotid artery without increasing velocities. Next, the rest of the carotid artery velocity and plaque level correlate to 1 to 39%. Stenosis is bilateral. Next, left vertebral artery flow is anterograde. Right vertebral artery was NWS. Next, number 2, stress test that done in September 10th, 2012, that show stress had an undiagnostic risk, ST abnormality, ST response, chest pain didn't occur, period. Left ventricle myocardial perfusion was abnormal, period. Left ventricle myocardial perfusion was consistent with one vessel disease. Next, period, mild inferior hypokinesia is not on SPECT gated images. Period, right vertebra, right ventricle perfusion was normal. Global right ventricle function was normal. Right volume, right ventricular volume was normal. Period, scan significant was abnormal and indicate an intermediate risk for heart cardiac event. Left ventricle dilation was normal. Period. EKG number 3 EKG done on January 25th, 2013. Show left ventricle hypertrophy with ST segment abnormality. Period sinus rhythm, period heart rate 90 beats per minute, period ST depression in leads to and AVF.
Check if it's
and period abnormal EKG. Next, please copy the 2D echocardiogram. Left heart catheterization from base to September 7th, 2012. And please copy a chest X-ray, MRA head without contrast, MRI brain stem without contrast, adenosine stress test, unilateral right side carotid angiography, laboratory test from beige 3 September 7th, 2012. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number 1, coronary artery disease. A is the status post left heart catheterization in January 2012 with successful revascularization of the OM1 and placement of 2.25 multiplied by 18 PROMUS stent in the OM1. Period, his left circumflex has ostial 80% stenosis, which taper into small vessels distally, and left circumflex has not been fixed. Superior branch is large with 40 to 50% stenosis, and the inferior branch has approximately 40 to 50%, which is a small branch. His last stress test done on September 10th, 2012, that show significant was abnormal and indicate an intermediate risk for heart cardiac event. Left ventricle dilation was normal. The patient now on aspirin, Plavix, statin, and beta blocker. On today's visit, the patient deny any chest pain. Shortness of breath. So we recommended to him to stay on the same medication. And we will follow up with the patient in the next visit after 2 months. Next, number 2, hypertension. On today's visit, his blood pressure is 138 over 89. Which is mildly elevated. On today's visit, we decreased the level of metoprolol from 75 to 50 milligram once daily, and we add mDOR 30 milligram once daily. And we will continue to follow up with this patient in the next visit, and we recommended to him to stay
see, this,
to see his primary care physician for this regard. Next, number three, carotid artery stenosis. Carotid stent placement for obstructive carotid artery disease in October 2011 after a 61% focal hemodynamically significant stenosis of the proximal cervical RICA and multiple focal moderate to severe stenosis of the right V1 to V2 and right V3 segment. So we recommended to do echocardiography that done on September 10th, 2012 that showed mild atherosclerotic smooth plaque is not in the left mid-distal common carotid artery without increased velocities. And the right proximal mid-internal carotid artery stent is present below the left proximal internal carotid artery stent is patent. Period, the rest of the carotid artery velocity and plaques level correlate to 1 to 39% stenosis bilaterally. Period, we will see the patient after 2 months to check up with this regard. Next, cardiopharmacogenomic DNA vocal swab to confirm genotype and aid in dosing medication metabolized by cytochrome P450 pathway. Next, thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Mills. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any question or concern. We will see, we will follow up with Mr. Mills in our cardiology clinic after 2 months or sooner if necessary. Meanwhile, he is instructed to continue to see his primary care physician for continuity of care. Next, messages early MAJD space JAZAERLY medical student dictating for Dr. Tamma Muhammad. This is the end of dictation.